Hi, this is Aditya for Arthur Cox. B, like Tom, ASHA COX, date of birth is 7/21/1966. Date of accident is February 9, 1985. Date of service 1/28/2025. Tasha Cox arrives for a follow-up visit. She has had a years of more than 40 years of this injury that she suffered, and I'm not privy to that. I started seeing her recently. Currently, she has seen various neurologists, various therapists, various psychiatrists, as well as psychotherapists, and the result is she is having a lifetime suffering catastrophic. She has multiple issues besides the psychiatric issues, where she has history of depression and anxieties, and she suffers from history of TBI. She has right hemiparesis. She has a traumatic Parkinsonism. She has post-traumatic gait using a wheelchair continuously. She is paranoid as far as psychiatric depression diagnosis go. She also suffers from chronic depression and OCD. Besides paraplegic, she was involved in an automobile accident on 2/9/1985, where she was hit on a T-bone fashion, passenger side. She was a front seat passenger. It caused her to be in coma for 6 weeks initially at the time of accident, along with this severe TBI and post-traumatic headaches. She has been suffering from various ailments, including gait disturbance, unsteady falls, loss of balance. She is also found to have a carpal tunnel syndrome in both wrists. She has a seizures history, dizziness, GI symptoms, and also Crohn's disease. Suffers from poor cognitive function, awareness, generalized spondylitis and osteoarthritis. She suffers from chronic pain, and she has been suffering from TBI symptoms, which are not only neurologic, but physical, cognitive, and mental. She's continuously seeing a neurologist, psychiatrist, and a physical therapist. She reports today that she has pain in the right leg below the right knee, and she feels some pain in the right knee as well, to the tune of 5. She reports to me that there is no numbness of the fingers in both hands at this time, and her carpal tunnel has improved, and she do not need any injection treatments. The pain level in the lower back and the neck is chronic, and is tuned to be 5. With some radiation to the posterior part of the buttocks and legs, and the right leg possibly is the same radiculopathy. But it doesn't affect the foot and the toes. She does not complain of any numbness of the right hand or the left hand anymore, or radiculopathy from neck down to the upper extremity. She denies any recent fall or any seizures or loss of consciousness. ADLs are not affected at this time, other than issue of the walking. Patient does report 20% improvement in her symptoms. And please review the records for the ADL, review of systems. Additional issues, substance abuse and compliance histories. Physical examination remains the same, as was dictated on for the visit 11/21/2024, dictation number 1229-006. The patient is stable and using a rollator walker without any major signs of pain. She's carrying out her life as usual. Please use the general review, musculature and musculoskeletal examination from this visit, and extremities examination. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is as follows. The patient can continue her physical therapy as before at 2 times a week with traction massage, aquatherapy, and she remains off work, of course. She cannot do any job, and pulse work replacement and transportation has been checked for her. In addition, the patient can continue seeing her psychiatrist, psychotherapist, neurologist, and any other specialist that she like to. The recommendation for any injection procedures are on hold. First of all, the patient doesn't want any procedures to be done. She just wants the conservative treatment to continue. Plus, we do not have the records for the MRIs and other issues. No medicine was provided today, and she'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.